Boogie check.
And a fine tune it is too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, if so, stop what you're doing and call me at 312-981-7200. That is 312-981-7200 on the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that anything that could possibly happen in life happens on the Boogie Check. But you know what? That's not my job. That's up to you. 312-981-7200. That's a number. 312-981-7200. You know that Bob Cerati does a fine morning show here at your 720 WGN radio, and he starts at 5 a.m. And between 5 a.m. and 5:30 a.m., he takes the first call and gives him a prize. So I said, let's steal that right now. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. First caller gets through. Get surprise. That's right. Right now, 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number for you to call in now and see if you can get a prize. And while we wait for you, let's join Artie Shaw. Well, yeah, what? Good evening from the Boogie Check Ballroom here in stifling Chicago, under the moonlit skies, about close to Thanksgiving night. There he is. Oh, man. 312-981-7200. Hey, they gave me 2 hours. I got to fill it with something. Hey, Lou, how are you?
I'm Lou? Good, John. How are you?
I'm good. What you doing, Lou?
I'm driving home from work, listening to the Boogie Check.
And what do you do as far as work is concerned?
Well, not much lately. I mean, I work at a car dealership.
Oh,
we don't have
God.
Very many cars.
No, I know. I know. Chip shortage, to say the least. Well, a friend of mine runs an auto dealership, and I know all about, well, I don't know all about it, but I know plenty. But you were the first call to get through at 312-981-7200, and you have won yourself a prize. Yes, you have. A desktop weather station from American Weather Makers, heating and cooling the 60-minute men. Just say hi to Dick and Elizabeth, and visit American
Weather. Dick and Elizabeth.
Yeah, send it to the sales department. We're always looking for an angle. Okay, a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers, heating and cooling, 60-minute men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there so that we may be able to get the incredible information as to your address and stuff like that there. And then we will get you a prize. All right. Let's see. Dave.
What's
like
up, John?
What's going on, Dave?
How are you? Hey, John, what was the height of your popularity? Wasn't
right
it
now?
Like the 70s?
Right. No, it's right now.
It's right now.
Seriously. No. What was the height of my pop?
Yeah, the height back of, in the 70s. Remember?
Yeah, well,
I used to listen to you. You always had the vibe going on with the records and everything.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the 70s?
Yes, it was. Yes, there was a great deal of commotion in the 70s. That's so true. And then there was no commotion in the 80s.
Right, sure.
And then there was commotion in the morning in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's WGN commotion, which is even worse.
I loved listening to you. You were the best.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Who am I talking to now? John?
are you, John? This is John.
Hi, John. Two Johns, no waiting. What's going on?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Yep. I have to say, in 1975, I was 11 years old. I was in love with the radio, wanting to be on the radio. And I remember calling and being on the Boogie Check. And life hasn't been the same until now.
Until now.
I'm back on the Boogie Check. And all is well.
I tell you, the universe, regardless of what you may think, is lining up in the correct order, at least between you and me.
Exactly.
Other people got a problem.
I think I may have called you once, and I was a budding musician.
Uh-huh.
I played the clarinet on the radio for you. I'm not sure if that was you or not, but somebody I did.
Do you still play the clarinet? Do you still play the clarinet?
Well, I switched the saxophone and actually went into music professionally, and yes, I still play. Yep.
With a band, an orchestra, a studio musician?
I've done a lot of wedding band work, a lot of jazz gigs, a lot of church work.
Cool.
Yeah, kinds of things. I have a day gig now. I'm 57. I still work in the music industry for a manufacturer, but yeah, I still play. Yep, for sure.
Well, that's just great. Well, I'm glad that it happened then, and I'm glad that it's happening now.
I'm glad you're back here, and I'm glad the Boogie Check is still a thing.
Yeah, some kind of thing. Thank you. All right, we'll be getting back to the Boogie Check momentarily. I know you're wondering, what's that? I don't know what that is. Sounds like an old-time phone or something. All right. We got to see what Jim Bohannon's doing.
Jim Bohannon, WGN.
And there he is, high atop the tip-top tap room of the Hilton Hotel in downtown Chicago, conducting the R.D. Shaw Orchestra. It's Jim Bohannon. Good evening to you, Jim.
And good evening to you, John, as Benny Goodman plays his electric clarinet here in a medley of the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin. Yes, indeed. Yeah, you had your rock clarinetist there. You had Lou with the chip shortage.
That's right.
I say let the chips fall where they may. And, of course,
indeed.
The great question from Dave.
Yes.
What was the height of your popularity? If I'm not mistaken, it could have been in the womb before you opened your big mouth. I mean,
well, I think it's a little over 6 feet.
Oh, well, that could be. That's true.
That's right.
Don't anybody ever call Landecker a little twerp. He is a big twerp.
Yes. My twerp has a very, it's large. Let's just put it that way.
we're getting into dangerous territory here, Johnny.
Oh, you know it.
But that's okay. John loves living on the edge.
Indeed.
And it will do so at 1 a.m. this morning as he is listening avidly to this electric Jim Bohannon radio program. At 1 a.m. we'll be talking to economist Nick Loris about the ongoing virtual summit between President Biden of the U.S. and President Xi of China, which is taking place this evening. And then at 2 a.m., Steve Weissman joins us, an attorney. He's the man behind the website Scamicide.com, Scamicide.com. And he gives us a look at all of the ways that the scam artists out there are going to try to cheat you out of your money this holiday. Always a very valuable show when Steve is on and he shows you all the ways that the... Because they're out there. They are trying to get your cash. I kid you not.
I know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they try it. I got one today. They're after me.
Oh, yeah? I haven't had one yet this year, so maybe
you
can put my phone number.
You didn't get something from a fake Amazon asking you, would you like to work out at your home?
Not received that one yet.
Oh, I get it
I feel
all the
left
time.
Out.
I gave them my Social Security number in my bank.
Good for you. That'll show them. And that's all the damage I can
all
do for
right,
one night.
Then.
You're on your own, John.
All right, Jim. Have a good evening, my friend.
And a good one to you, too, sir.
Thank you. Boogie Check continues, 312-981-7200.
Hey, John. This is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
All right, then. Let's go. Ryan. Hello, Ryan. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, John. Big fan.
Hey.
First time on the Boogie Check.
No kidding. Hello? Ryan.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, good. What's going on? Wait a minute. Haven't I talked to you? Hold on a second. Haven't I talked to you before?
No.
No. Oh, okay. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 26.
Oh. Yes, you are young.
Well, I'd like to follow up on Luke with the chip shortage there.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of someone from Team Chevrolet from Valparaiso, Indiana, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Went up on a scissor lift, and he said, I will not be let down until we sell 100 cars. I would call that a death sentence nowadays.
Whoa. Very, very astute observation, Ryan. Indeed. Thank you so much for calling, young man. And I mean that in every sense of the word. He's young. Yeah, I know he is. I don't know what's so funny about that, but okay then. Hey, I haven't even said what's coming up on a program. Because it's 8:24 here at 720 WGN. Coming up after the 8:30 news, Jim Bauman. You might know him as Grammar Moses for the Daily Herald. He has a new book out about grammar and his observations on the use and misuse of it. That's coming up after the 8:30 news. After 9, the 9:30 news, now you talk about Scam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. There's something going on in the toy world with, like, off-brand counterfeit toys of all things. Well, we'll get an expert on. He'll explain it, because I sure don't know how to explain it. And then after 9:30, Bradley Whitford will comment. He's not going to be on the phone because he's doing a play tonight. But he has been included in the People magazine Hotsy Totsy Men of the Year, or whatever it is. Sexiest.
The Hotsy Totsy Men of the Year. It's not 1925, John.
Wait a minute.
You mean the sexiest man alive?
Are you sure it's not 1925 here at the Hotsy Totsy Men of Blood?
Ah, this jazz age is fantastic. Surely nothing bad will happen in the next 5 years.
Yes, Bradley is my son-in-law, and I just took a clip from something he had done for People magazine. I suppose if I'd pressed my relationship, but I hate doing that. I just, you know what I mean? So I got a little pre-recorded thing. And do you remember last week I was going, hey, does anybody have a hard copy of the new People magazine thing? And then I couldn't say why, because I knew he was in it. But these things are, I mean, to you and me, okay, I would have liked to have known that, but oh, it's very secret. Oh, my goodness. People have to be very careful about their sexiness. Isn't that right, Russ? Jan Russ. The corrector, I'm sorry. Hello. Where have you been?
Hello.
Where, where the hell have you been?
I have been around. I'm
I
around.
Guess, what are we correcting now?
Oh, we are correcting things as much as possible. For example,
yes.
Correcting people who say, I could care less. No, you couldn't care less. or these radio people we hear that say W. Say the call letters of your radio station right now, John.
WGN.
But, I'm not sure if I heard that correctly. Did you say WGN or W?
I said W.
That's right, because remember, when you write it out, it looks like two U's, unless it's uppercase, and then it looks like two V's, but hey, let's not get personal here. And also,
yes.
There's a commercial playing right now that says, I only have eyes for you by the Flamingos as the background music.
That was a hit
and
record.
The closed caption, that's right, and the closed caption says the singers are saying, shoo-bop, shoo-bop, and that is incorrect.
What are they saying?
I must correct them. They are saying, too much in love. Too much in love.
No, they're not.
Listen to it closely next time, John.
After all these years, you're telling me that they're not saying shabab shabab?
They saying too much enough. Too much enough. Too much enough.
You can't handle the truth.
Sometimes we can't.
I have to say, Corrector, it has been good to finally hear from you and know that
it's been nice. Still
out there roaming the earth looking for things to correct.
And there are plenty, let me tell you.
Oh, you better believe it.
But not you. Your show is near perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, certainly. It is near perfect. Yeah. All right, Corrector, thank you. Thanks for calling there.